by the way, how's Secret Societies going for you, the book?
Oh, it's going excellent. In fact, a lot of the information that we'll be talking about tonight was originally researched for that book.
There's a tie-in there, isn't there?
Definitely.
It's like those tentacles of the secret societies, John, just keep going out over and over and over.
They're really interested in, and this may sound strange to say, but having a monopoly on the paranormal, which is one hidden reason why the laboratory work that's been done in this area has not really gotten much publicity.
Very secret, isn't it?
Yep.
There's something about the paranormal that not only interests them in, I think, in a very mystical sense, but there's something that also interests them in, I think, a very deeper sense, and you were able to do a lot of work into that. Tell me a little bit, John, about just that word itself, paranormal. What kind of area does that cover?
Well, anything beyond the five senses and the rational thinking process could be included under the label of paranormal. So we could be talking about ESP, telepathy, mind over matter. Those are the central areas that have been researched in laboratories. And of course, then we'd also be talking about healing effects, and the ability to communicate from one dimension or realm to another. So all of these things would be considered paranormal. And as I say, the secret societies that have existed really since the dawn of time really want to dominate and control and monopolize this area for their own aggrandizement and power over the rest of us. And it really wasn't until the late 19th century when it became a legitimate area of study in universities and laboratories.
The organizations and the secret societies that want to try to control this, there's obviously a reason for that. And my take would be that if all of us really understood the true potential and power that we have, if we really learned all this, they would have a difficult time keeping the thumb down on all of us, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. No question about that. And that is perhaps the major reason why they want to keep it to themselves. Also, they have this idea that ritual is really the way to invoke the paranormal. And so they have all of their strange, bizarre, and sometimes brutal ceremonies in which they try to bring on this power among themselves. And the idea that people at large simply have this ability is something that is very distasteful to them. They feel like it's an encroachment on their monopoly.
Was it difficult for you to investigate this subject for us?
Well, getting the information about the laboratory studies was not all that difficult. Finding people to interview who have done work as volunteers in this study, in other words, as subjects who performed exceedingly well, that was very difficult for me. And over a period of years, I managed to contact some of these people through connections and sit down with them and find out what they actually had to say about why they were so successful and how they did what they did. The secret society connection has been much more difficult, and that is because, of course, these secret societies want to hide these rituals and ceremonies, and they are exceedingly on the dark side. They involve trying to invoke various entities who can ordain them with power, anything from strange, Moloch type creatures, the devil, various demons, and that sort of thing, which, of course, Goethe wrote about in his famous play on Faust. That play, actually, in which a man makes a deal with the devil, is very accurate in portraying how these secret societies operate. They attempt to invoke or really create such an entity which will give them power, and in return they pledge undying loyalty.
And that soul, probably.
Yeah, it's like attempting to sell your soul. So you get into some extremely perverse activities like sacrifices and blood and that sort of thing, which are attempts to bind up the membership, the inner core of membership, in this sort of pact, secret pact, that will give them ultimate power, because that's all they think there is. And people, a lot of people don't understand this, but I mean, these inner secret society people really do believe ultimately that that is all there is. Everything else is just window dressing, and therefore they want all the power.
The deal, what was the deal with the devil, with Dr. Faustus? It was 10 years, wasn't it? 10 years of power, money, anything he wanted, but he had to give up his soul at the end?
Yeah, at the end he became the, you know, complete possession of Satan.
And he didn't want to give it up then, did he?
No, because he enjoyed so much what had happened to him. But of course you see how his arrogance expands once he realizes that he has this incredible power to have anything in the world that he wants. And so he not only becomes, doesn't want to give up to the devil, but he thinks he's now immune from punishment or capture, because his arrogance is fed so powerfully by all of these material benefits that come his way, and the adoring nature of the way people treat him, this aura that he carries around with him, and all of that sort of thing. It's a very, very much a cautionary tale, and it mirrors what happens within secret societies.
Well, I was going to say, John, you've brought up something which I consider to be fascinating. These secret societies and their individuals carry on the most bizarre rituals that you can imagine. Did they attain their wealth, their power, because they all are wealthy, they all are in the power realm, did they achieve all this because they cut a deal with somebody, the devil, or were they going to get this kind of money and fame anyway?
I think that's a little bit of a mixed bag. In other words, some of them already were rich and powerful for various reasons. I mean, for some it was inherited wealth, for others it was big-time connections, Skull and Bones, for example, mm-hmm. the secret society at Yale. These people are brought up to believe that their connections will float them for their entire lives, and they will be major figures in politics and in government, I mean, in corporations and finance and so on. But on the other side of that, there is this sense that in order to gain ultimate or real huge Faustian power, they do make a pact. They do make a deal with the devil.